call. KN4VWA.
Yes, K4WFU. I'm just wondering if the radio's making the trip on an experimental antenna.
Yes, you're fully into the repeater, but there's a little bit of white background on it. Where are you located and how much power you're running?
I'm in Simpsonville on a dead HT with a antenna sitting on top of a pie pan in the kitchen.
We were talking to you the other night. I was telling you about the Mac mount with the pie pan, and yeah, you're definitely making it out better than you were the other night. You're fully readable, but like I said, you still got just a little bit of static in the background.
No coming back to me. I'm going to work on it some more.
You inside?
Yeah, I'm in the house.
Well, now that, what kind of wattage you running? 5 watt?
It's probably about 3, and it's because the batteries are about dead in this thing.
Good job. You're making the trip just fine, because I don't know that you're going to get any better than that without a little bit more wattage. And it sounds, for 3 or 5 watts, you sound just fine.
Yeah, I can hook the power supply up to it, 14.8 volts, and probably do better.
Just be careful of that. A lot of times, that's not the input voltage into those systems. Check your input voltage from your batteries. They may be around 6 or even 9 on some of those things. So just be careful how much you put in there.
Yeah, what's worse could happen, you know what I mean? On a HTX-202.
I hadn't heard of that one. How much do they run?
Well, Realistic made them years ago there, so I can't buy them no more.
Okay. How about that? A Radio Shack radio. I didn't know that there was still any of those things around.
But I acquired this one there, so it works good there. I'm just confined to the bedroom today, so I'm trying to get something to talk on.
Fine fashion for that radio, my man. That's doing good. All right. Well, I'm headed back to the hacienda. I'm going to be about another 3 or 4 minutes before I bail out on you. So what's the weather down there in Simpsonville? Is it decent?
Yep. Everything looks good there.
After that, I'm up in Inman, and I'm headed north up 176, and I'm going to be over on New Cut Road. And it's still pretty overcast up here, and if I look north, it's pretty heavy overcast. Looks like it could rain. So, oh, there, the sunshine just popped out. So I'm hoping you're sending that sunshine my way.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know there, but all right, man, I appreciate you coming back to me. I'm going to work on this a little bit, okay?
Sir, good luck with it, and just use a bigger hammer. That advice brought to you by KN4VWA. I am clear.
WFU.